News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Tax Administration Jamaica says the current shortage of private motor vehicle license plates should be alleviated by mid-August. Communications officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckel, says a limited amount of license plates were delivered by suppliers last Wednesday. He says those were distributed to the main tax offices across the island. Mr. Beckles adds that business customers are being supplied with license plates as a short-term fix to the situation.
Now that some of the plates are here, we are looking at some of our business customers, which would mean that our automobile dealers, we would have spoken with them to find out how best we can assist them and see if we can alleviate the problem on their side somewhat.
Mr. Beckles was speaking in an interview with GIS News last week. He says other affected customers will be served through large tax offices initially based on the limited supplies. For further information, persons may call the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-829-4357 or visit jamaicatax.gov.jm. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the maintenance grant to primary schools will be increased at the start of the new academic year in September. He says the move is in recognition of the need for financial assistance by schools across the island. The minister notes that details of the increase will be communicated to schools in short order. The education minister says while it is reasonable for primary schools to ask parents for a contribution, they are barred from insisting that a school fee be paid to gain entry. Head of the Independent Commission of Investigations, Indicom, Terence Williams, has called on upstanding law enforcement officers to collaborate with the agency in bringing corrupt members forward. Mr. Williams says Indicom should be seen as a partner to all well-thinking law enforcement officers and not an adversary.
We know there are many of them who have joined the force who are good and want to make that good service. So our campaign for this next period is to reach out to them, for them to maintain the pride of their organization by pointing out and indicating when persons have not met the proper standard.
Mr. Williams was speaking with GIS News Monday following his installation for another five-year term as Indicom Commissioner. He says the decline in the number of police fatal shootings over the last 2 years has been a significant achievement of the commission since its inception. Jamaica has recorded fewer than 50 police fatal shootings for the first half of this year. There were 140 such incidents last year, down from over 200 per year for the previous 10 years. And more than 200 students are expected to benefit from the Jamaica Social Investment Fund JSIF Scholarship Program 2015 to be launched within 3 weeks. Program Manager of the Poverty Reduction Program, Dr. Eleanor Henry, says the three main criteria for selection include the level of contribution to community, financial need, and academic performance.
We're focusing primarily on persons who are in their final year or their second to last year. The process is pretty quick. I mean, they apply. We have a selection committee that uses the criteria that I mentioned to determine who gets the assistance, and then the funds are paid over to the institution.
Dr. Henry was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. She says scholarship assistance will be provided for tertiary students and vocational areas, noting that for vocational areas, JSIF and Heart Trust NTA are looking at a number of skills that are in demand. Applications for the JSIF Scholarship Program 2015 will be published in the daily newspaper and on JSIF's website. Those were some of the top stories making the news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Come everybody, make we join the lines.
PICA has partnered with the JCDC to offer its services at the Independence Village from noon to 6 p.m. August 1 to 5 at the Rani Williams Entertainment Center. Apply for your passport, unconditional landing and extension of stay, or apply for Jamaican citizenship while celebrating our wonderful heritage. Only debit and credit cards will be accepted. PICA at the Independence Village, Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 5 from noon to 6. All right, yummy.